This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look.
All right, all eyes remain on President Trump, who now heads to Brussels later today, where he'll come face-to-face with NATO leaders after putting them on notice.
I'll see NATO, and I'm going to tell NATO, you got to start paying your bills. The United States is not going to take care of everything.
So is the president right? Joining us now is former UK Independence Party leader and Fox News contributor Nigel Farage. Nigel, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good
from
morning.
Sunny Bermuda, to say the least.
That's nice.
So the president has been very tough on our NATO allies, trying to get them to cough up more money on defense spending. Why do you think the president is right to be tough on this issue?
Well, the president's not being tough on the issue. The president is merely quoting the rules of the club. To be part of NATO, you've got to spend 2% of your GDP on defence. The fact is, there are 29 members of NATO, and only 6 of them are actually paying the membership fee. So the argument is, why should America protect all these countries if they're not prepared to make a fair contribution? I think it's a wholly reasonable argument, but it's set, you see, against the background of the European Union wants to build its own army, its own European army, and Mr. Juncker, who heads the European Commission, is saying you only need to pay 1%. So what you're going to hear in the next 48 hours are various European leaders saying Trump is threatening the security of people in Europe. The truth is, it's the ambitions of the European project that's doing it. And I believe that the president should be very firm indeed.
Yeah, it's crazy when you look at the numbers, because you see the United States at about 3.5%. You guys hit the mark at 2.12. Yeah. We've both got pretty big economies. So we're talking about, on a big scale, 3.5% and 2%. And then you've got all these smaller countries who are just getting the deal of a lifetime, paying maybe 1% of a very tiny GDP to join a club that gets you the backing of militaries that are worth trillions of dollars. I mean, what a sweet deal, and how could anybody not call them out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's freeloading, isn't it? But it's not just the small European countries that are cheating. Germany, you know, 80 million people, the biggest country in Europe, and Germany is only paying 1.2%. And I think that President Trump and Angela Merkel need to have a very frank discussion about that. Otherwise, as I say, European countries are freeloading off American taxpayers.
Now, some said that President Trump isn't going to want to ruffle any feathers at this NATO meeting because he's meeting with Vladimir Putin very, very soon. What do you think about that?
Well, look, you know, the fact that he's meeting Putin must be a good thing. Whether we like Putin or not, the whole point about Trump's strategy is you go out there, you meet people, you talk to people, maybe, just maybe, you build a personal relationship, and that makes things better. There are many in Europe, particularly in Eastern Europe, who are still very paranoid about Putin and about Russia. I think the truth of it is, it's the Ukraine. It's that whole issue of the Ukraine and the Crimea that has led to such a terrible deterioration of conditions. But I do think the one thing that the president needs to do is he needs to get a public assurance from Putin that Russia will not meddle in British or American elections in the future. And that, I think, is very important.
Well, this whole issue with NATO, this is something that has been, you know, called to question when President Trump was a candidate, as you'll recall. I mean, look, it's about fairness toward America. It's an America First, you know, platform that he's running on, and he continues to fulfill his promises there. So why should he not hold the NATO partners and allies accountable? And obviously, I mean, at one point they said, well, last year, they said, well, nobody asked. And so he's asking, but now they're still refusing to do this. And Germany, with their arrogance of only, you know, spending 1.2% of their GDP, it just isn't fair. And it is, as Nigel Farage puts it, it is freeloading. And so maybe NATO has outlived its reason to exist. I mean, after all, it was set up to combat the Soviet Union and Warsaw Pact allies. But that disbanded in 1991, so maybe it's just time to look at it as being out of date. The conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll. You know that about getting this country back on track. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's about an us thing, the United States of America. Coming together, you know, from many is one. This is what, e pluribus unum, this is America. This is what it's all about. And we need to remember as well, if we're ever going to get united in this contentious environment, and an environment that the newspaper and mainstream media is happy to report, they always love the antagonist, don't they? In their thinking, it's what sells papers. Instead of them doing the work that is needed for them to do, investigative reporting. What a novel concept, especially right now when we're looking at the nominee that President Trump has put before us, Brett Kavanaugh, to replace Justice Kennedy on the Supreme Court. And here to tell us more is the legal analyst par excellence, Project 21 co-chair, Horace Cooper. Horace, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's take a look. Let's put on your legal analysis hat and break it down for us. Why is Brett Kavanaugh, you know, if not the best, one of the best choices the president could have made?
It's a simple observation. If you want, as an American citizen, more say over what happens in your life with the policies that are done by your local, your state, and your federal government, you want Brett Kavanaugh. If you find it's hard work to persuade your neighbors to adopt the ideas that you have, you don't want Brett Kavanaugh. And in life, what we have to do is look at what we know and then apply it to circumstances that may seem far removed. But a good, healthy relationship between the citizen and the judge is a lot like a good, healthy relationship between a man and wife.
Mm-hmm.
If you come home one day and you say, honey, let's get rid of cable TV, let's get rid of internet, let's not go out anymore, we're just going to take that money and put into the NFL package, she's going to look at you a little bit askance. If you say after that, well, this isn't a subject of conversation, there's not going to be any debate, I am the man, you are going to do it. Well, after you find a couple of, maybe a week long of sleeping on the couch, you might want to reassess. The problem is, with the left, they've gotten away with dictating to the American people whatever fantastic scheme that's ever come to their mind, and the American people are fed up. Brett Kavanaugh is the solution to the the idea that we're tired as citizens of being told what we're going to do, and if the left doesn't like it, well, they can just sleep on the couch.
Horace, it's brilliant. This is a brilliant illustration of what is taking place. And it's not like even conservatives are saying, look at, you know, you're not only sleeping on the couch, but we're going to put that couch in a whole nother country. Although sometimes the thought may come, across our minds for a moment. But the fact of the matter is just like with a husband and wife, we need both people to get along and to participate because
Absolutely.
We have duties and responsibilities, do we not?
So if you want enduring policy initiatives, you want to start with the idea that we, under our Constitution, as citizens, get to engage in self-government. Being told what to do is not self-government. And yet, in large areas of life, the left has run to the Supreme Court, and they've been able to force us to change our practices, whether it's with regard to prayer, whether it's with regard to abortion, whether it's about taxation. You name the area, instead of getting us to agree, persuading us. Now, some of the stuff that they have in mind is just crazy.
Mm.
And if you were to talk it out, married couples may say this occasionally. Sometimes my spouse has said something crazy. But what we do is we talk it out. And then a person goes, oh, you know what? That is kind of crazy. So I'm not going to do it. But the left says, heck no. What we want to be able to do. And so they say something like, well, it's precedent. It's precedent. We've already gotten this. It can't be reassessed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if everyone is bought into this, if we're all in agreement, why is it that every couple of years, a county, a state government, even the federal government, bring the very same issues back to the court? Whether it's affirmative action, whether it's abortion, whether it's religious freedom in the workplace or in the public square, these issues continue to come, and the reason is because people haven't been persuaded.
Exactly.
The 26th Amendment gives 18-year-olds the right to vote. We've been persuaded that that is a great idea. Have you seen any litigation? Have you seen any pushback? Have you seen any attack? It's precisely because we agreed to do it. What we choose to do, we're much more likely to protect than that which was forced upon us. The left simply doesn't understand this concept. Judge Kavanaugh does.
And the left wants to run to that that banner that says settled law and claim that things are settled. And usually those issues are ones that, to your point, Horace, that have been compelled upon we the people. And this is why...
Heads I win tells you you'll lose mindset. Mm. And anything they've already forced on us, they say, should never be reassessed. Mm. Abortion is a very, very controversial issue. But before it went to the Supreme Court, it actually wasn't a very, very controversial issue. Some jurisdictions had severe restrictions. Some jurisdictions had no restrictions. Some even covered it with state dollars. What happened? No political party was organized around it. When the court came in at the bidding of the left, it suddenly transformed that particular policy issue into one of the most galvanizing issues of a generation. Both political parties now have anchored deep within them a position on this particular issue. Whether that's good or bad, the real question is, why did the court and working with the left force us into these camps?
Well, and this is what they did. I mean, you think about it. We said this the other day, Horace, that majority opinion from an activist court, clearly an activist court, you know, a policy. I don't know if you can call it law. I mean, you know better than I do. It was in, you know, something they decided. They're not the ones to construct law. This is supposed to have been done by the legislature, and the legislature cowardly yielded to the judiciary, and hence we have the problem and the ongoing debate, in my humble opinion. Maybe you can bring some more light to that on the other side of the break. Horace Cooper is with us, a legal analyst and co-chair of Project 21. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Expression Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Horace Cooper, Project 21 co-chair and legal analyst, continues talking Brett Kavanaugh nomination, also steering into where the major headwinds are coming at us, and that is the Roe v. Wade issue. Horace, Hollywood is absolutely going bonkers right now with a piece that is in production right now, the Roe v. Wade movie, which goes back and revisits the whole genesis of this decision that has become law and has opened the door to some 60 million deaths of babies, Planned Parenthood, the whole abortion industry. And here we are, 60 years later, are we better off because of Roe v. Wade, or are we worse off because of the decision made by an activist court?
So there's no doubt that there are a lot of players involved in the outcome of Roe v. Wade. One is that much of the case of involving the actual litigants was made up. The idea that a rape had occurred was false. We would later find out, and I encourage people to take a look at this upcoming movie. If it can actually get released, there's a number of leftists who are pushing as hard as they can to deny funding, deny space, to deny technical support, and the like. They're so committed to free speech, they want to make sure speech they don't like doesn't actually happen. But the actual case, and this is to me a lot of irony, the actual case of Roe v. Wade is no longer controlling law today. It hasn't been controlling law since 1992. When Judge Blackmun, then Justice Blackmun, wrote the decision, he had been influenced by his time as general counsel at a Minnesota hospital that had to have ethics rules on how it would operate and when it would operate. And the whole first trimester, second trimester, and third trimester never came from anything in the Constitution, never came from any precedent in the past, never came from any rubric of law, but came almost straight out of his time when he was general counsel. Mm-hmm. And it was wacky then, and it continued to be wacky all the way to the point when it was pretty obvious that what might have been true in the 1960s, which is back when he was general counsel, was no longer true in terms of technology and in terms of fetal development, even as early as the 1980s. Today, that whole archaic understanding couldn't survive the kind of scrutiny that it would have appeared to be capable of 30 years ago. In 1992, however, Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony Kennedy and David Souter, all Republican appointees, cut the heart out of Roe v. Wade. When I hear people talk about protecting Roe, there is no rule with regard to trimesters. There is no rule with regard to a woman and access to her doctor. There are none of these protocols that were set up in that. What is now the law, according to the court, is what's called a undue burden test. You have a right to sexual reproduction that's grounded in the Ninth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, and you can't have that burdened unduly. What is that? Well, that's what every five justices say that that is. Apparently, late-term or partial-birth abortions do not unduly burden it. Regulations requiring inspections may burden it, may not burden it. Requiring you to have the abortion exclusively in a hospital, the Supreme Court recently said, that would burden it. That's the debate. And in law school, if people were to go around saying it's Roe v. Wade, the penultimate case that set up this right that we are trying to protect, you'd be looked at askance because everyone knows Roe v. Wade was eviscerated by the Planned Parenthood v. Casey decision in 1992. That's what we operate under today, and that's very likely the reason that we'll never see an overturning of Roe v. Wade, because new justices are likely to find new definitions of what constitutes an undue burden. As society pushes measures regulating abortion, I anticipate more and more of those will be found to be constitutional. Eventually, we're going to get to something very close to what the law would have been like before Roe v. Wade was ever done. Some jurisdictions have severe restrictions, some jurisdictions don't. That was what it should have been. The problem is the left continues to argue what we need is a good judge who'll come on and force us all to accept just their position on this very, very controversial issue.
When you talk about undue burden, of course, that's a subjective issue here.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely, which is another example of why the court shouldn't be in the business of making those kinds of policy determinations. A more modest judge is very likely to simply take that standard and say, we defer to the legislature. Don't do something that's too undue, that's not an undue burden. There are already four judges sitting on the court who have seen each of the cases that presently have come before them involving abortion, and they have said it didn't involve an undue burden. There are four judges that have said that. Only Anthony Kennedy has said occasionally something did involve an undue burden, occasionally something does not. He will no longer be on the court, and it is my prediction that what we're going to get is the importance, again, I started the conversation with, of persuasion.
Yes.
The American people in state legislatures and the Congress are going to weigh in on what their views are on these issues, and when they come to the court is more likely now, with Brett Kavanaugh on it, to say, that's a decision for you to make, not for us.
Exactly. Well, you know, what they have been able to do with the start of this decision, and even with the evisceration of Roe v. Wade, as you put it, back in 1992, Horace, is they've gotten us into a bucket of gum. And so when we go to the courts or, you know, the legislature to even debate this issue, it is so nuanced. And, of course, you know, the women say you have no grounds whatsoever to go there because it is my body. So that's my, you know, that's kind of my shield. And so how dare you even talk about this because it's my body, not yours. And
Well, that's definitely a policy argument. Now, the problem with their policy argument that they're making, even Blackmun in the original Roe decision said in the third trimester, the interest of the state government in placing a restriction or protecting the life of the unborn actually outweighed the interest of the woman. So the policy argument is it's my body, but there has never been a court that simply said, oh yeah, well it's your body. Absolutely. You can't stab it. You can't chop off limbs. You can't even sell body parts of yours for money, even though it's your body. There just isn't such an initiative, but you're right. We hear it all the time.
Yeah, and even though it's been done, body parts have been sold, and of all things that have happened, the person who basically is the whistleblower on this, he ends up in jail, and Planned Parenthood goes without without any kind of you know, decision or any, you know, nobody goes to jail on this thing. But again, we deal with a lot of nuance. And Horace Cooper, thank you so much for clarifying some issues here and helping us remember just how important these things are. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate it, Horace. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Gary. Why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your back's back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And it's an unfair burden on the United States.
President Trump attending the NATO summit in Brussels today while at a bilateral breakfast before the formal meetings began. He was stressing that it's still unfair to the United States that NATO members aren't carrying more of their own weight when it comes to defense spending.
Commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying.
Making good on a threat to do so, the Trump administration now putting out a list of additional tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. This list includes products ranging from clothing, television parts, to refrigerators, and some high-tech items. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain, washed away every stain. His name is mercy. His name is worthy. Worthy to take my place. Oh, what amazing grace. His name is Jesus.
Something about freedom and liberty, you know, when you've always had it, you can take it for granted. And it would seem that this culture that we have evolved into is one that is taking liberty and freedom so much for granted. And I just hope and pray that we don't have to experience the opposite. We hear of fellow citizens who sometimes find their way into other countries and lose their freedom, and they come back with horrific stories. But here, as a culture, freedom comes with responsibility, and it is up to us as carriers of this light of liberty to continue to fight the good fight, not only for ourselves and our families and our neighbors, but even, you know, for our country at large. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. It's always good to have Jenny. We've missed her. She's been very busy lately, and so we appreciate any time we can have her here on the show. Jenny Beth is the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, and happy Independence Day month.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. That is a good salutation. I like that. And speaking of this month, here it is. The president gave us, I believe, an outstanding nominee to replace Justice Kennedy, and liberals are going out of their skulls over this appointment.
They really are. You know, on Monday night, as I was throughout the day on Monday, and then on Monday night, as I was waiting to have the announcement from the president, and then once we did have the announcement of Brett Kavanaugh as the next Supreme Court justice, at least his nominee for it. Mm-hmm. I was so thankful that it was President Trump making that announcement and not President Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And we've got one of the best of the best legal minds in the country now who is going to be up to the Senate to confirm. They're going to confirm him. He's going to be the next Supreme Court justice. He has over 300 written opinions. So we really have the opportunity to delve into those opinions in the next couple of months, get to know him and how his legal mind works, so we can anticipate much better how he will be on the Supreme Court. And in my lifetime, I don't know of another nominee who has that rich and that many opinions that he's offered.
Without a doubt, and here he was regarded as one of Justice Kennedy's favored clerks, and this will be the second of Justice Kennedy's clerks that find their way to the Supreme Court. I mean, what does that say about Justice Kennedy?
Well, I think that it shows that he's leaving a legacy, and he keeps in touch with his clerk, and I think it also sounds to me that he helped groom his clerks so that they could potentially go on to be on the Supreme Court. So, and when we look at Neil Gorsuch, I'm thrilled that we have him on the court.
Well, without a doubt. Well, you know, I was especially impressed, Jenny Beth, and I'm sure you were too, with what Judge Kavanaugh had to say after the dais was turned over to him from President Trump. I mean, wow. I mean, he laid it out for everybody to say, this is what I'm going to tell the senators, the Democrats and Republicans, about his position on interpreting law and being true to the Constitution. I mean, he laid it out there. So how different is that going to be when he, you know, comes to the seat?
I don't think it's going to be very much different at all. I think that we're going to hear the same kind of things from him. One of the things that I read that he wrote, this wasn't a quote from the other night, but it's something that he wrote. He said, or he wrote, the judge's job is to interpret the law, not to make law or make policy. So read the words of the statute as written. Read the text of the Constitution as written, mindful of history and tradition. Don't make up new constitutional rights that are not in the text of the Constitution. Don't shy away from enforcing constitutional rights that are in the text of the Constitution. That's the kind of judge that we want, and I have a feeling that's what we're going to hear in the hearing.
And, of course, Chuck Schumer et al. Would want us to believe that all of a sudden, because Judge Kavanaugh being in position, that Roe v. Wade is going to be turned around. It's not going, you know, that is so hysterical, you know, that suddenly one judge would come in and have that, you know, have the ability to bring it before the court. That's not the way it works.
No, it isn't the way it works at all. There would have to be some law that is being challenged that makes its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would have to agree to take the case, and then they'd make a decision. And I think that it's very much over the top. And if you're worried, if you're on the left and you're worried about something like that, I think that with someone like Kavanaugh, this is a man who wants to look at the law and the Constitution. So he's going to be looking at what the law is that comes before him, not trying to change overwhelming policy out of whole cloth.
Exactly.
And that's what we want. Mm-hmm. We want a judge who's going to have fidelity to the law and the Constitution. And I think that my point is that benefits all parties, all Americans, every single individual, because they're going to be looking at the written law and the text of the Constitution.
Well, the whole issue, Jenny Beth, what this has come down to is you have the dynamic tension between judges today that think that they can they can be activated, that they can create law. This has happened time and again, where millions of votes have been eradicated in California, for example, 8 million votes eradicated by an activist judge who was very pro-gay and vapored 8 million votes just with the movement of a pen. This has happened time and again throughout our history, and more significantly, it's happened most recently because of the rise of activist judges. And what's happened is we, the people, are saying we don't want judges making law. That is not their lane that they to travel on. They're supposed to call balls and strikes and interpret based on the Constitution. Because when they activate, then with each activation, we lose our liberties, do we not?
You're absolutely right. We do. And in fact, as you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, if that's the kind of judge that you want on the court, an activist judge, then you would be kind of hysterical about what happens to the court, because you see the you are investing more power in judges than should be there, and that would maybe make you hysterical the way we're seeing from the left. But what we want is for the judicial branch to do its job, and if it does its job the way that I read the quote from Kavanaugh, then we the people have the opportunity to change elections, to change our legislators, and to change the law. So we the people still then have the ability to be a check and balance on the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch. But when you have judges creating supreme edicts, it makes it very difficult for us to have that check and balance as individual citizens of our country.
Yeah, and we have people that continue to give rise to the elimination. I mean, you talk about the elimination of, you know, whether the Second Amendment or whatever amendment they want to choose. I mean, suddenly what they're doing is attacking the First Amendment, Jenny Beth. They're saying, look, your opinion doesn't count. And, in fact, you're going to be so invalidated that we're going to rely on activist judges, or we're going to go to an activist circuit court and get an activist decision and squash your First Amendment right. Do people not see that?
I don't know if they see it or not, but you're absolutely right. And when it once it happens to them, they understand the value of the First Amendment. He's got a nominee who values the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and the entire Constitution, and that's the right thing for America.
You know, without a doubt. She's the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, on Bill Martinez Live. Jenny Beth, as always, appreciate the insight. How can people be in touch with the Tea Party Patriots?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. That's teapartypatriots.org. And for more information on Kavanaugh, go to confirmkavanaugh.com.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Hurston is with us, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. And he's cooking on the West Coast. Are things as hot as they were last week?
They've cooled down a little bit, you know, but still, if you're away from the ocean, you're looking at triple digits in Southern California. Yeah, but it's cooled off and near the ocean. It's probably closer to high 80s or 90.
Yeah. Well, I got out of there just in time to come back east to Florida, and it's cooled off to, you know, the mid 80s here. So,
well,
I mean,
see, there you go.
I mean, and the thing is, the good thing when it's this hot, the bugs stay away. You know, even the bugs won't even come out in weather like this, man. So it's okay.
Well, yeah, but they go into your cool house with the air conditioning.
Well, that's why we try to keep that door closed as much as possible, because we have a sign there, you know. I think we ought to get, you know, my wife is enthralled with this bug zapper. Have you seen that bug gun thing? Yeah,
The thing with the salt. It shoots salt at the bugs, yeah.
Oh,
it looks like a parody, though, that ad, you know? I mean, when I first saw it, I thought, what, is this a preview for Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It's a real product.
Well, I'll tell you, they're going to have problems. I mean, you know, if Congress tries to rule out the bug gun or whatever it is, you know, it's...
Well, you know, the females in my house do not like that ad, and they don't like that gun.
They don't.
So, no, they think it's cruel.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you put them out of their misery.
I mean, a good old-fashioned fly swatter.
Fly swatter with their insides all over your nicely painted wall is acceptable. But a bug gun with salt, put them out of their misery, I guess it just doesn't pass the test.
Yeah, it's nice, too, because it's double purpose. It kills the bugs and seasons your burgers at the same time.
Hope the two don't come together. Speaking of seasoning them both at the same time, I mean, is there enough therapy in Hollywood to go around there? I mean, now they're melting over this. It's melting, meltdown over the Roe v. Wade film. What's going on?
Well, look, there's certain subjects in Hollywood that are taboo. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Hollywood. It's even the news media. I don't know if you remember, but Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report had a television show on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that show is not on Fox is because Matt Drudge walked, because he wasn't allowed on that show to show the truth about what an abortion is.
Right.
What is the truth about an abortion procedure? And what happens is Hollywood and the media cover up the everything about the backstory of abortion. And this guy is a guy named Nick Loeb. Mm-hmm. He's a banker. He's got a lot of money. He happened to be a guy who was dating the Sofia Vergara, the actress from Modern Family, the glamorous Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
And during his period, I guess he lived with her, whatever, they were doing fertility therapy, and they had embryos frozen. And when they broke up, he went to court over the embryos because he had a soul searching about whether or not those embryos were life, were human. And he decided that they were, and he wanted custody, and he's still in litigation. But because of his experience, he's the primary financing vehicle for a movie. It has two different working titles. So one of them is Roe versus Wade. The other one is 1973, which stands for the year, of course, that decision was decided. And what is amazing to me is, well, first of all, this guy said he's going to tell the untold story of how abortion activists lied and manipulated Jane Roe, that was Norma McCorvey, the media, and the courts into the decision to allow abortion in 1973. Uh-oh, he's going to tell the untold story. So all of a sudden, Bill, we look at the entertainment portion of the press, the left-wing press, but even some mainstream, there's these stories that come out trashing this movie. Now, this is a movie that is currently being shot. It hasn't been completed. It hasn't been edited. It hasn't been screened. But apparently some of the crew who actually got a whiff of the fact that they're telling the truth about abortion stormed away from the movie because they don't agree with that point of view, and that's predictable, you know.
Sure.
And so what the headlines are amazing. One of the amazing one was there's, you know, the publication, the Daily Beast, it skews left. It published a piece with the headline, Roe versus Wade script leak, pro-life movie pushes conspiracy theories and lies. Now, they haven't seen the movie. This is the so this is a hit piece. Then there's a Huffington Post hit piece. There's a New York Daily News. I cite the titles in my article on this. And they call, Daily Beast called it a movie in chaos. Of course, the movie continues to roll along as Hollywood productions do, and substituting people who have left. Here, by the way, people always ask me, are there any conservatives in Hollywood? And the answer is very few, but they're all in this movie. You know, you may have heard of Stacey Dash. You remember her from Clueless. She's in the movie. And then, of course, you have to have nine Supreme Court justices. Well, among the nine, we've got John Voight, Corbin Burnson, John Schneider, Robert Dobby. There's others. And these are all conservatives in Hollywood. Kelsey Grammer's daughter's in the movie. And then, of course, the left-wing people in Hollywood really have veins popping.
Oh, can you imagine?
Because it leaked out that there are cameos in this movie with Tommy Lahren and Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but the big thing is, okay, the truth is that Planned Parenthood had a scheme, and they went around the country looking for a pregnant woman to file a lawsuit because they wanted to create a right to an abortion. And Bernard Nathanson was part of that team. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, a obstetrician who founded NARAL, a very intense pro-abortion guy, one day he looked at an abortion procedure using an ultrasound, and he became a staunch pro-lifer to the point where he narrated a film that drives the left crazy called Silent Scream.
That film
was made in 1984, and it still is very compelling. It was a short documentary. Well, this movie is taking on that backstory, taking on the truth about Margaret Sanger. These are things you cannot talk about. Mm-hmm. And so the left has to demonize the film, attack it, portray it as lying, even though they've never seen it. Now, I've never seen it either, but I'm looking forward because it sounds like fun with Tommy Lahren and Milo and all the conservatives in Hollywood. I mean, you know, I'm sure their budget isn't massive. It may not be Citizen Kane, but my hat's off to people who are willing to take on the truth. And there's so much to tell about the backstory of Roe versus Wade. It's just, you know, it's an amazing story. So I'm really happy that this guy, Nick Globe, mm-hmm. this banking heir, because of his experience with Sofia Vergara, he came to a pro-life consciousness. Well, you know what? Then I guess I feel differently about Modern Family. I never liked that show, mm-hmm. but you know, if they yielded us Nick Loeb and he's making this movie, maybe there's a silver lining.
There's some redemption there in that series. No, I hear you, James, and you know, the thing is that. You know, it's too bad that it takes a movie like this to put conservatives to work, but that is the Hollywood that we live with today. And thank goodness for Nick Loeb. And like you, I can't wait to see this movie, to see how they pull back the shroud on this, because as we were discussing earlier today, the reason that this thing will not go away, because this law or accepted decision by the Supreme Court was never passed as a law. It was rendered from on high from SCOTUS, and this is why it's, you know, though they want to say it's settled, it can't be settled because it's not consistent with the rule of law that we said we wanted to abide by, which is the U.S. Constitution.
Most legal scholars agree that Roe versus Wade is bad law. Mm-hmm. Most people who study human development believe that Roe versus Wade is bad science. And what it did is it took away the power of the states pursuant to the 10th Amendment to determine for themselves, using the legislative process or the initiative process, whether their state would have abortion. Here in California, if Roe versus Wade was overturned tomorrow, California would have an equivalent of Roe versus Wade law a couple of weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to affect Californians. But there are some states that it would affect. And in the old days before Roe versus Wade, what women did is they traveled across state lines when they needed that. But that people should be able to decide. But one of the things, you know, I mentioned Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, we've got about 45 seconds left here, James. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Margaret Sanger is the founder of Planned Parenthood. She's a racist. She's a eugenicist who believed in compulsory sterilization of people with mental or physical disabilities and people who were poor and people who were illiterate. She advocated those. This is an embarrassment to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's in the movie.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook?